All right, let's get rolling real quick. So I'd like to call to order the meeting of the City of South Jordan Planning Commission for Tuesday, May 13th, 2025. We'd like to excuse Commissioner Catmull this evening, but all other commissioners are in attendance. Item number B is our agenda. Before we accept the motion, any changes need to be made to the agenda this evening?
No, I move that we approve the agenda as published.
And I will second that. We have a motion by Commissioner
Hollis.
Second by Commissioner Gedge. Any discussion to the motion? All in favor, please say aye.
Yes.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5 in favor. So the next item is item number C, our minutes from our April 22nd, 2025 meeting. I know Commissioner Bevins noted one item on, I think, on page 23.
Sounds right.
It's been corrected in the revised. Mm-hmm. Any other changes that need to be made to the minutes from our last meeting? Thank you to staff for putting those together. So if there's no other changes, open to a motion on the minutes.
I'll move that we approve the minutes as amended.
And I will second that. So we have a motion by Commissioner Bevins, a second by Commissioner Gedge. Any discussion to the motion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries 5 in favor as well. Item number D is our staff business, and I will look at the Gregs and see if anything needs to be discussed this evening.
I don't know if it needs to be discussed, and I don't know how many of you know that Steven Schaefer-Meyer has resigned and he's moving on. And I'll have a new boss starting next Monday, but he's not really new to me. Brian Priest, who will take over, and he was my boss many years ago too, so I'm familiar with how he does things, and I'm really glad that they chose somebody that is already here and we know, so we didn't have to get used to a new person. So.
Well, it'll be sad to see Mr. Schaefer-Meyer go. Wish him luck at his new job, I believe, with the state. And Mr. Priest, and I believe they're combining planning and economic development, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Which I had previous experience with another municipality, so I think that's a good thing, hopefully. So anything else besides?
That's it.
Okay. Next item is item number E, comments from the Planning Commission members. Is anybody going to be here? Our next meeting is the Tuesday after Memorial Day. So just because that's a longer holiday, just making sure that we'll all be here mm-hmm. in a couple weeks. Okay. Anything else from the commissioners that you'd like to bring up this time?
And do you still have notes in June for the one meeting I won't be here?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you for that okay. as well. Okay. Well, let's just jump into it. We have no summary action or action items. That takes us to our one item under administrative public hearing items, which is item H1, which is the Daybreak Village 12B Plat 1 amended subdivision. Property located at 7020 West Lake Avenue. Peregrine Consulting on behalf of LHM Real Estate is the applicant, and Mr. Schindler will be presenting us this item this evening. Greg, the time is yours.
Thank you. This item is should be fairly quick for you tonight. It is an application for to amend the subdivision by this is the location on this map. There's just 10 lots within this boundaries of what's being done. This is the proposed amended plat. The previously approved plat showed those same lots on the south side of, I guess, is it Dockside or Drive there? But they're changing them because they're going to change where that lane goes, and that's basically they're going to have to go through the process of vacating the existing lane, and then through this subdivision, they will be able to, when it's recorded, will replace it with the new location of the lane. The number of lots doesn't really change. Just changes the configuration and how they're placed in that area. The right-of-way vacation that they have applied for, it just won't be reviewed or by the City Council until their June 3rd meeting. So they won't be able to record this plat if you approve the subdivision amendment. They won't be able to record it until the right-of-way vacation is completed and recorded. don't know if there's anything else I need to add. The applicant is here. If you have any questions that I can't answer, but if you have some for me.
Great, thank you. Any questions for staff at this juncture?
Can we go back to the amended plat? Did we lose a park lot on this amendment?
Did we what?
Did we lose a park lot, like a P lot, on this amendment? It looks like on the original plat there was a park lot in the middle. Or am I just?
Yeah, there was a park lot. The P103 mm-hmm. Was a park lot. So it would no longer be there. They made the lots bigger, so to take care of. And they had the lots overall are larger in average size than on this one. So to do that, I guess they got rid of are proposing to get rid of that park lot.
But the long P102 that's running on the other side is still there. We just lost the one on this side of the road.
On the north side is still there. Yeah, it's not being changed.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else for staff at this juncture?
Could you go to the image that showed the raw land? Is there any concern with the roads not lining up in naming? Because here to be amended, it went straight across to that road, and with the amendment, it's down further. And
that would be that lane that connects across the street. That's a good question, but they're going to have to change one of them, and most likely it would be the lane in here. So we will probably, when the final plat comes through, they'll have to have a new name for that lane. Okay. They need to line up, and they don't anymore. So you're right.
Okay. I'm good.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Greg. We'll probably have maybe some questions for you. Is there a representative from the applicant here this evening that would like to add any additional testimony to what's been discussed?
No.
Okay. We'll reserve some time for you if there's any public comment. At this point of the item, we'd like to open this portion of the meeting to the general public for any comment that you would like to make, testimony on this item. You have up to 3 minutes. We ask you to approach the microphone, give us your name and address for the public record, and then you can bring up any items that pertain to this item. The public comment is now open. All right, last call. Okay, I'm going to close public comment. Bring much the commission for any discussion, concerns, open. Then, if none, open to a motion on this item. If you need it, it's printed off here. Commissioner Holst.
I move that the Planning Commission approves file number PLPLA 2025-00031, Daybreak Village 12B, plat amended.
I will second that. We have a motion by Commissioner Holst, a second by Commissioner Getch. Any discussion to the motion? This one will require a roll call vote, so this all does, please.
Commissioner Hall?
Yes.
Commissioner Gitch?
Aye.
Commissioner Bishop?
Yes.
Commissioner Bevins?
Yes.
And Commissioner Hurry?
Yes.
That motion passes 5 in favor, so thank you for being here this evening. We always appreciate when the applicant's here, just in case questions do come up, and we wish you continued success with your next step with the City Council at their first meeting in June. All right, that closes our administrative public hearings this evening. We have no legislative public hearings. And so the last item on our agenda is other business, which is a continued discussion of our Planning Commission rules for 2025. And so I'm going to turn on my computer and drive. Commissioner Catmull sent me them, which I forward to all of you earlier this afternoon after I did some cleanup, and hopefully help facilitate our discussion real quick.
Is it still a live version?
Yes. All right, so, and of course, I think Commissioner Harding, this might be your first time that we get in depth since you've been a member of the commission. So yeah. We did review some prior, late last year, earlier this year. However, and those are the first sections. So if there's anything that you would like to address, and as I scroll here, these are items just we've previously reviewed. And of course, when this comes back for a final adoption, we'll all have a chance to, similar like we do for recommendations to the City Council, have the chance to make any last second chat. So I'm going to get down to what we stopped at last time we met. We were having a discussion about the meeting schedule, but our meeting schedule is actually dictated by the City Council. So we did clean this up a little bit here to that. And then I added the section at the very end of the rules that says that any city code which the schedule falls under or state laws, you know, obviously take precedence to our commission bylaws. So that's where we ended last time. And so just beginning for the continued discussion, here's just our general order of business. I just cleaned it up to match what's on our agenda today, the topics that we have, so we don't have to change the format that staff does for us. And then just so you guys all know that under administrative and public and legislative hearings, I listed some of the, you know, more common items that we do review as a commission. Any changes to any of the stuff that I've got there? I think the only one I don't have, I do have adjournment. Okay, so I tried to copy that as close as I could.
Page 4.
It, top of, yeah, bottom of page 3, top of page 4.
What is action? And summary action. I don't know that we've ever used either of those.
I think summary action would be if we have an item that needs to come back to us just for the vote.
Okay. So something we've tabled?
Something we tabled. And just, yeah, we don't need to reopen the public hearing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if action is the same or something different. It's just always, that's just always been on there.
I can explain what the summary action that we would use here would be something that you don't even discuss whatsoever. It's just on there, and the agenda item is on there. You've already looked at it and seen it, and there's no discussion.
Something like a consent calendar item.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So what about maybe action?
Action one is when there's no public hearing, but you still have to make an action. So and so it could be an item that's new to you and in the public, but it's not.
So like maybe our commission bylaws in a few meetings would fall right under that?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. So summary action and action probably very rarely used. Obviously, in my 6 years, we don't think we've used them. Maybe the summary once that we from an item we tabled.
So I'm looking at quorum, and what is referred to as unless the reduced quorum requirements in city code are met. What does that mean?
Sorry, let me jump up there. We already discussed that at the last meeting, so we were further down. So sorry, let me jump back up there.
What is the city code?
We have to have at least three commissioners present.
Then why would we put 4?
Up.
Am I reading that wrong? At least 4 commissions sense. Must be in attendance.
Because the reduced quorum requirement would be the same as 3. So I may recall our discussion on that one, why we changed, because it looks like we changed that previously.
I wonder if it's just a carryover from
that previous
their mm-hmm. code, because it looks like we updated 3 to 4 and
yeah.
So maybe we just do at least 3 commissioners must be mm-hmm. in attendance.
And then down below it says 1 must be physically here.
We had that during the COVID rule. There was the virtual. We had to have at least somebody here at the anchor location. So we've left that in there in case the future a pandemic arises again.
Okay. And I like how it says unless city code are met, because if that changes and it drops, then we're already in compliance. So I'm okay with that verbiage.
So I'm gonna, unless the reduced, because the 3 is the reduced.
Up at the top, is it the commissioners follow city?
That's the planning commission.
Oh, okay.
And then I changed at least 3 commissioners.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. And then the agenda item we discussed last time, we discussed that. 2 commissioners, chair, mayor, council. Okay. And our schedule is dictated by city code. Generally, the 2nd and 4th Tuesdays of the month at 6:30 here in the City Hall. Obviously holidays, so I believe that is our November meeting. I think falls on a holiday.
Yeah.
So that's why that will be the different one for the month of November. It doesn't reference here that there's only one meeting in November, December, but that's just dictated by the city council setting our agenda.
Okay.
And then just going back to our order of business,
thank you, appreciate that.
Any other changes to that, the order of business?
I think we're good.
Okay. Sorry, I deleted from the other meeting. Okay, the public forum, we don't allow just general public if it's not on the agenda. That was at a recommendation of a city council and previous commissions. However, I just worded a little bit different because we've had people come in attendance before that wanted to speak. And so basically, I added the last part, however, upon majority vote of the commission, that we may allow it.
Yep.
That way, that's what we've done, basically, but that way, but then if we do that, I've left some of the rules in there that public comment won't go longer than half an hour, the same kind of rules as general comment as there. I did strike the speaker sign-in because we don't have our speaker sign-in. There may be a future commission may want to amend that or add that back in case meetings get heated, but we don't currently, we ask that they sign in, but it's not a requirement. And then just the speakers to be heard, just our process. We invite them to come to the podiums and then written comments, the same we do with emails today. And I change whatever, I try to community development department to the city planning department. Unless you guys want that changed.
Nope.
I guess they forward things unrelated to items that we're hearing, so that's fine, but would we include general comment on something that's not on our agenda in our meeting minutes? Or only when
if it's for
directly
agenda
tied
item,
to something an item, yeah.
Item as part of the record for that action in case it goes to an appeal. Did I have that in there? It will be recorded. I can't remember, sorry. Just the repetitious comments.
What is the close of business?
Well, I believe City Hall closes at 6, which only gives us a half hour window. I thought we talked maybe three or 4, whatever time that may be. Do we want to change that to 4 o'clock the day of the commission, 3 o'clock?
I don't know. I like indicating a time just so that it's fair that we've actually read and seen it.
12 noon, so we have a half day to review.
I'm even okay with 3, just to set a time that after that we don't have to claim that we've reviewed it ahead of the meeting.
I always like to put the times on so people don't, or local. I guess I could put local time, but in case another commission outside of the state wants to steal our bylaws in the future, like we borrowed from another city. And then just repetitious comments, and of course this could fall for anything. I think it falls down below as well. That we can just, if it starts getting repetitious, we could stop. And then this is, if we want to clean this up, just how we normally go through the business, like we did on our one item this evening. I kind of left it how it was. I don't think I did much cleanup, but this is pretty much how we do our business. Chair introduces, staff presents, then we get the applicant if necessary, public hearing, and then our discussion. I didn't want to put in there, sometimes we have questions after the staff presentation recommendation, and then the motion and vote. So just kind of high level outline of how we do things. I didn't change that.
We generally don't go back to the general public. I'm okay leaving it in there if everyone else is, but we generally don't.
Because then we could open it up for the entire general public to want to.
I mean, we have every, like, maybe twice in the last 3 or 4 years.
And we've made a motion.
We've usually made a motion, too.
Or via a motion, a member, I don't know.
Or. Sufficient.
Like that.
I probably need to strike that comma. Sorry, that would be legalese. Where do you put the comma, right?
Yeah.
I'm out. That way, at least it allows us, the future commissions, if they need to, do that. And then, of course, the motion and the vote. And then there's further down, there's the actual types of actions we could take. Then the public hearing is basically this, the process that we do now. Any concerns with the, sorry, I forgot, the procedure of the public hearing?
On subpart E, just a little bit back up there, just a recommendation where it says commission discussion, the word discussion is part of the heading there, so I think you'd want to capitalize that.
Okay, thank you. Okay, it's in tracking form for Mr. Catmull. His online version. Sorry, me off.
Go down a little bit. Do we have the applicant as part of
public hearing? Public hearing? I was just thinking the same thing.
I would remove that from the public hearing portion. We usually bring the applicant back up after the hearing is closed. That's three. Go down.
Sorry.
Rebuttal. Nope.
Oh, rebuttal.
Rebuttal and concluding comments by the applicant.
Do we inherently give applicants an advantage by not having them participate in public comment?
Well, they don't have a time limit, so they get an advantage that way. They take as much time as they want.
Certainly. I guess all I'm saying is, should they be a part of public comment or
for a voice?
Because we don't always call them back up, and they may object to the fact that they did not get an opportunity to address specific things.
I guess we have it right here in the commission discussion. We can call them back up at that point.
But we don't always.
No, we don't always, no.
And so I could see an applicant feeling entitled to some time. But if they do it during public comment, I might potentially limit them to the 3 minutes as well. I don't know.
I'd probably remove it from the public comment and put it after and just maybe make a point of allowing them.
I do like, though, that we call on them as
needed.
Mm-hmm.
I deleted it.
Have we ever had an applicant be agitated by not being given an opportunity to speak again? I think we've always let them.
I think you, when you agitate them, you notice that they're agitated and you ask them to come back up. So I've never seen one go away mad other than,
you know. You can open it again.
Because I think you realize that things aren't going their direction, and you know, then you ask them to come back up to maybe have some more discussion, but maybe they can make some changes to what they're proposing to get it approved. So. Also, what hour of the day did you decide on that they
3 p.m.
3 p.m. Okay, because before you had told me noon, and I've been, all of our notices have gone out saying noon. So if you want me, I'll change it to three. But so it's either way.
Because I may have to change it again anyway.
So. I think noon is fine. That's a natural time for me to check, like at lunch.
I think you advising that 12 would be better because that gives you more time to look at it rather than later.
That's why I downloaded a Word version instead of Steve's little shared folder case the network went down. I'm just going to put local time.
Did it change up above where it was 3 instead of 4?
Let's go up there to the 1. Because it doesn't, the software doesn't have a save. It's supposed to be auto save.
Yeah. Nope. Commissioners.
It didn't save?
No, it's auto save, and I don't have a. There's not functionality in Steve, the OneDrive that he has here to.
Oh, bummer. So,
yeah. But I'll catch him now.
Yeah.
So I don't think we made any other. Just making sure. Time on that. And this is really good. We're being very thorough for future commissions.
Greg had his capitalized commission discussion.
Yes, that's correct.
Item E.
Yeah, the capital. And then change the member of the general public.
Or via
majority vote.
I would put it before because those first two were not going to fall under.
I'm just double checking again if there's a save. I did earlier. There's not. Ugh, don't do that to me right now. Okay. Well, I got. Yeah.
It says auto saved.
Yeah, but I don't know if it caught this one just made. But we'll go through this. I have it in a Word version that I can.
Can you save it to your desktop or? And then work from there.
Let's see. Okay, we're going off my document that I have downloaded. So we don't have to do this three or four times. Oh, I gotta get to the quorum.
You're gonna have it memorized.
I do at this point. Oh, now I have to get. Oh, come on. I'm not a patient folk. All
right. Right there.
Commissioners. Can I strike the... that part. Okay. We're getting really good at this, huh? I got you. Determination. Oh, did I miss the timing of written comments? No, it's further down. Oh, that way too fast. Where's the written comments? This is the public hearing, right? This is where we do the rebuttal. We remove that, correct?
Mm-hmm. Written comments. Item C under public forum.
C, public forum.
Public forum was 3? Under, shoot. Meetings, I think.
This version may be missing some of it.
Yeah, it looks like it's missing some, so I'm going to have to clean it up. I'll get that and set it up to everyone before our next meeting on that piece. I don't want to, because of, on that. So it's missing some pages for some reason, so. Think we stopped. Oh, rebuttal, right? We were striking that. Okay. Now I'll get that renumbered. Public comment, again, just the 3 minutes if it's an individual, or up to 5 minutes if they're speaking on behalf of a group. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, just some of the rules. We can just, cut off public comment if we deem it to be rude. Any concerns with any of that? This is, I think, how we've always done it. Mm-hmm. And then this means, this. I highlighted this just because I misread this at first. No commission action. shall be taken in a formal public hearing. But that's what our agenda items are.
Well, I think it just means we're not talking back to the public.
Is there a better way to just do it?
There will be no interaction with the public.
Is there a better way to express that than how it's written?
I would just say we won't have any interaction with the public during that. Comments from the public shall be received and waited but not responded to by the commission during the public hearing.
Okay, I'll just strike that first part.
We can probably just take that first part out.
Public hearing.
What you do?
I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm not clicking cut, delete, anything. There we go. All right. Well. Let's see if that doesn't. Okay. That didn't. Okay. Just the way I was highlighting. Okay. Mm-hmm. Continuance of agenda items.
I know we talked about this. Do we want to comment about public comment will generally be limited to 30 minutes per item?
That's I think we did put it in there further up, didn't we?
Just under the public comment.
We do
comment
have 30 minutes.
If we choose to open it.
If we choose to do it. So we can add an item D.
I have yet to have an item come before us that once we've hit the 30-minute limit, anything new comes forward. So
should I put maybe limited to 30 minutes? Is that a
yeah.
Or
at
will
the
be?
Public, yeah, at the chair's discretion. For each agenda item requiring a public hearing.
And I guess, Mr. Simon, so that wouldn't put us in any violation of state law if we put a time limit on each item? At max of 30 minutes? For a public comment. That 10 speakers at 3 minutes each?
I'm unaware of any violation. If you get a major item in front of you where the house is packed, I think you need to be prepared to maybe by motion or otherwise waive this requirement.
Okay.
So maybe.
That word may instead of will.
And I think that a chair would need to, at the beginning of the meeting, based on the length of the agenda, say, hey, because of.
Our agenda this evening, the items that we are. Okay.
Discretion.
Spell discretion correctly.
Chairs.
Discretion. You don't like discretion? That's why. Right when I get on spell check, right? Okay, I will clean that up. I will go through. All right, I'm not going to do it that way. I'm going to do it this way. The old-fashioned way. Okay. Continuance of agenda items. Any concerns with that? I think that's just how we do things today.
Mm-mm. By order or notice of continuance. We call it tabling.
Yeah.
Is it consistent?
And then adjournment. The only the 10 o'clock cutoff time, unless we have a vote. It says unanimous vote, or do we just want to have a vote?
Do you want to say 10 or
no new items
will be heard or started?
I think we just follow what city council does. Don't they say that no new items can be started after a certain time?
I'm worried it's 11.
That would be my.
It does talk in there about new items to be considered if we do extend it.
Yeah, so I will follow up with the council time, and then I will adjust that 10 o'clock. And then it says the no new items. So hopefully that'll be, you guys good with that before our next meeting when we review this again?
Yeah,
so that way we're following the city council. Mm-hmm. Okay. Rights and duties of the commissioners, obviously try to attend each meeting and then of course notify. I put city planning department and or the chair. So at least one of us, so we know. You guys have been really good at that. We obviously say that in the previous meeting as well. So hopefully there's no concerns with that. Conflict of interest, this just talks about if you think you might have to, you know, step down. Our attorney's office is really good if you think you might have a conflict, letting you know if you do or not. Or it's basically up to your own feeling as well. So this is from that other city. I changed commission table to the dais just because we don't have a table here. So just a small cleanup. But any concerns with how to step down, or if you need to recuse yourself, then of course you can come back up if you want to once your item's over.
Is there something in there that talks about majority? Or
there is a part that says if you don't step down, there's this perceived conflict, then the majority of the commission will can
no that say we're down to three and I have to quorum. Step away, then we don't have a quorum.
It does say it does have a section in here on that.
Okay. Yeah.
It just says we can hear the item, but we can't vote.
Take action.
On it. Yep.
Just standard stuff here. So, of course, any city code would supersede anything here. Be good. Don't say that you're a commissioner to get special favors here is what item G is.
These are good.
I tried once at Mulligan's because somebody told me we qualified for a discount, and I was told no.
Really? That's why we're getting city badges now, right?
Oh, maybe. Maybe I'll try again.
I got it once because I actually pulled up the city website and put the planning commission and it had our faces.
I did too. I must have followed you. Maybe they got a warning. They're like, hey, watch out for those commissioners.
We're quasi employees, right? Again, not to vote as president. This is common sense, but you can't give a proxy vote. So if you want to vote, either you got to
show up
or have made allowances for the remote connection, which we do.
Back in F, I'm just not sure I understand what it's saying there. By starting an ability to influence commission decisions?
I think it's supposed to be stating. I think that's a typo.
Yeah. Mm.
And you guys still spell it right. Oh, I crossed it out. Okay. All right. No, good catch, though. Special meetings. So if we do need to have a special meeting, I don't know why.
I don't know that we've ever done that.
We've asked for training, but we always piggyback it on a
back of our meeting. All right, or I guess the city council joint meeting, mm-hmm. maybe.
So through COVID and everyone has distant, is there any in there someone extenuating circumstances needs to be on Zoom to vote? One of us on Zoom to vote or anything?
We just follow the city council's directive on the virtual meetings. So the city had a policy.
Does that need to be in here, not to vote unless present? Does that need to be referred to?
No, we have it in the attendance section where at least one person has to be at the anchor location. And so that infers that the other commissioners don't have to be at the anchor. It can be remote.
But you're just saying right here they can't vote.
Well,
they're present.
They're present virtually, but they're just not
present.
You can't give a vote to somebody else.
Oh.
You have to be made arrangements, either the virtual options or be here physically.
And that's prior, doesn't need to be clear here on not to vote unless present? Like, see this section for...
I think we want to leave it open just in case we need it to get a quorum. Hopefully we never need it.
Yeah, I know. Discretion of the chair. I knew I had a call in once during COVID. I mean, because we didn't have a quorum. So
yeah,
I think we just need to leave that. Just but yeah, unless basically it's just saying that unless you are joining somehow, you can't vote.
Yeah, you can't do proxy. Yeah.
So Greg, we're looking at today's agenda, and it does say 3:00 p.m. to get notice, written comments to staff.
Well, I guess the agenda says one thing, and then what I sent in my.
Which would you guys prefer?
It doesn't matter to me. It's just because you're the ones that we send them to you for your information. So
I would prefer noon. That way we have kind of review before.
Make sure it's
3:00, and then you guys sending it to us between 3 and 6, and us actually reading that.
I will make sure that the agenda matches up with what we mail out.
5, we need to adjust a little bit. I think we need to have a minimum of 3 present. And if more than 3 are present, then a majority.
Okay, so there's the abstention piece. I think then we still, quorum.
Yeah.
Sorry, which part did I need to change? Sorry.
5, so a quorum, it just says a simple majority of the total commissioners present to constitute a quorum.
No, so a minimum 3.
Minimum of 3 constitute a quorum. And if there's more than 3 of us, then it's a majority. right? Because you have to have three to pass anything. If there's only three present, all three have to vote to pass, or it doesn't. So
a simple majority or three, whichever is less.
Or say whichever is more.
A minimum of three or a minimum, I don't know.
Yeah, because if all six are present, three would not pass. It would be four. Whichever is more. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Punctuation. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Good. However we want to say that, but I think that.
Yeah, because a 3-3 vote fails.
There at the bottom is pretty wordy. It says, until an adequate amount. Shouldn't we just say until a quorum?
Well, I think it says that because a quorum can be present, but if somebody abstains or has been voted off the island because of a conflict, you still have a quorum, but you can't vote. So you have a quorum present, but you can't vote in the meeting.
And so then we would have to table it till the summary action.
Number of commissioners that can vote on the issue.
Oh, of course, we wouldn't be able to take a motion to table because
we don't know. It's just vague.
Yeah, you could motion to table.
Because your conflict of interest could vote to let
you
table it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that makes sense in my brain.
Okay. And then the lack of a quorum, hopefully that makes sense. Obviously, we can't do anything. I think never in here, but in a previous city, I actually had to cancel a meeting because there was two of us. And so the applicants showed up. They were very unhappy, but, you know. Hopefully we have notice to say if we know that there's going to be a conflict, we'll cancel the meeting because we'll only have one or two commissioners available that evening. So I think we've been good.
So this is kind of conflicting. It says is present, proper quorum is present, so that's one person. Is that we're all agreeing? Or does it need to be clear?
And just says we're not going to hear anything.
We're not going to hear anything. So they can have one person here and they say we're not having a meeting.
And you don't need a second. Like they will make the motion and adjourn.
Yeah.
I'm just referring to the word present. There's one person to be here. The rest can be virtual and we could still have our quorum. Am I not understanding this?
Well, you can be present virtually. You can be present physically.
That's what I'm saying.
So it doesn't say you have to be present physically. You just have to be present in the allowed mechanisms.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't require at least three people to be here mandatory. I mean,
we prefer it.
We prefer it.
Right.
But we've also seen weird times.
Yes. Yeah. Anything else here on the lack of quorum? Sorry, I don't want to rush this along too, but I want to. Sorry, I should have set a timeline.
Hold on, at the bottom of that.
So will legal review this?
Once we have all of our recommendations, then we will ask it to go on the agenda, and I assume city staff will look at it. But it's just our bylaws, how we conduct our meetings. So there is really no formality of actionable items here in this document.
I would think that they'd review it.
Well, we will review it, and we've been reviewing it as we've gone along here. The one thing that I think we need to do is, and I think it'll happen in the normal course, is that we give it to Cindy for the record, and then before a final vote is taken on it and it's placed on the agenda, that the document itself be placed on the record. So,
yeah, it's part of the formal, like an application process.
Sounds
the final
good.
One we were going to vote on.
Question though. Okay. The last sentence in that, in such an event, a proper quorum shall ratify the motion to adjourn. No second shall be required for such a motion, but, and then the next sentence, in such an event, a proper quorum shall ratify the motion to adjourn due to a lack of quorum. Can we just delete that, because it just says no second shall be required for an emotion.
Starting there.
So don't delete no second shall be required, but
just the sentence after.
In such an event.
So that.
Yeah, I don't think we need that.
Okay, just the next one, Commissioner Decorum, just appearance. I don't think we need to have a dress code. I just I think I heard from my little birdie here in the city that there was a complaint once of a commissioner showing up in a t-shirt. So just try to be more professional than not.
And a hoodie. No hoodies.
Yeah. I don't know if city council has a dress code. Obviously, we try to mirror city council when we can. Of course, they wear suits, ties, you know, dress clothes, but we don't need to have a dress code, but just, I guess, an informal appearance rule. And then actions, be nice to each other, basically, is the way that's typed. I don't think I need to comment more on that. You guys all know my feelings on that one. And then just general decorum at the meeting. So we'll basically fall upon, I think, the booing, which we do pretty good with the audience. Sometimes we get heated items where they'll cheer someone who made a comment they like or boo someone else they don't. So obviously it's up to the whoever's cheering that evening to try to keep the peace. If you do have an issue and you are chairing or any commissioner, you feel like an item might be worrisome, public safety has offered their support. We had them at a meeting earlier this year, and they've offered that in the future if we do need that. So I don't know if we have to memorialize that in here, but we do have that in, as an arrow in our quiver in case we need it on that. And of course, number two, public clamor. I just don't know if that's a nice term to put in a document that we might be adopting. If there's just a maybe a more sensitive way to say public clamor.
I think it's
a disruption of our process.
It's duplicative
of that, so just strike that.
One, I would just take it out because it's basically all the things that are above.
I understood public clamor to be like, this is a question for Mr. Simonson, but I understood it to be like, hey, we don't like this, that sort of thing where we're making an administrative decision and have to stick to like our facts and that kind of thing. Am I right on that?
Yeah, I think so. The problem with this provision I see is that probably 90% of the people in your audience that are engaging in public clamor won't know the definition of public clamor. And I think it's probably more for you to screen it mentally because it really isn't relevant, or if you want to explain it to them, but they just not gonna understand the definition of it.
Strike it for now, and it's just up to the whoever's chairing the meeting to.
I think you should strike it because item four gives the chair the ability to remove any member or even the entire audience if they're disrupting the meeting's ability to move forward.
Okay, I don't want to skip over due process, but I don't think there's any concern with that or the chair's authority or the chair's adjournment in case it does get ruly. I think the only time I've had to do this with the way at the police office, the one gentleman, and he sat down after that, and I don't know if you ever had to.
I've directed members, like staff, to take a member out to explain things, but.
Motions, just the process of making a motion. Any commissioner, including the chair, can make the motion or second. We have an informal one where the chair typically doesn't make the motion, usually unless it's like something in their area or things like that, or they, personal privilege, but that's not a rule. So in case, someone else is chairing, feel free to make a motion if you like. Sometimes I'll do it if you don't want a motion to die like it happened at city council last week because failure of a motion, no motion. I think the next one, findings, is one I think our legal counsel would help like if we actually state in our motion the reason why we're approving or denying, especially for a denial, why we're denying an item. That way, if he has to defend us in an appeal, that at least, it's on the record. So I don't think we need to go more than that, but just try to, in future commissions, the reason why we're approving or denying. Either any of you guys, and you guys are really good at that, and of course, Ms. Valdez will do that as well, saying, hey, would you just make it your motion? Can you clear it up, make sure you're safe? So that way, because that is what we're voting on. And then, definitely we have legal staff for us at any time or even before the meeting for advice.
So that's available for you guys on motions. And of course, everything except for to adjourn, which was I forgot about. So once you say motion to adjourn, we're done. So there's your nuclear option.
Oh my.
So
down below it says that the chair has to have closed the meeting.
Yeah. And then of course withdrawing a motion, we've had people they'll withdraw the motion, amend the motion. So hopefully that's pretty standard. Motion to table, what do we call it above? It was, sorry, I want to be consistent in our language. It wasn't tabling. It was a...
Are we allowed to call the question?
Yes, modified rules of Robert's Rules of Order. Yeah, we can call the question if it's dragging on.
Yeah.
We haven't.
I didn't see that.
We haven't done that yet.
Make a motion, findings, repeat, second, withdraw motion to table, amending motion.
Did we call tabling? Mm-hmm. Okay, leave it at that. Of course, amending motions, that's pretty consistent with how we do things today. Whoever made the initial second has to second the amendment. And then, of course, reconsideration is voted.
We don't necessarily follow this. We've had times where we've just ended it because we've made the motion and voted. And so I'm curious if we want to keep this reconsideration for motions.
Yeah, I found this one interesting too.
Yeah.
I think we leave it in. I don't think we use it very
often. We don't use it, but we have the option.
But I think it's...
Because even after meeting review, like when you're approving your meeting minutes 2 weeks later, you could still...
We could pull it back.
Because what was recorded was... It only says the only thing you can't do, I think, further on is you can't change your vote.
Oh, you can.
No, you can. You just can't.
Try here changing a vote.
If.
Once the chair, oh, I declared the result. So once we.
But you can change a motion.
But yeah. This is after we started voting. So yeah, the motion's been made, but then once we vote on that motion.
So you can vote, it's done, and then you can make a motion to reconsider.
Reconsider at that point.
So it gives you that extra step?
Yeah.
It so might not change anything, but it gives us the freedom.
But you could change it on a reconsideration.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, but not on that initial motion.
Yeah.
You would have to go through the formality of the process to reconsider. Motion to recess, which is pretty standard. Dead motions. It's just there in case. I mean, City Council actually had that. There was no motion. So last meeting, so...
So between 11 and 12, can we put call the question?
Meaning you want to end?
As an option.
As an option.
How is that different than just making a motion? Is it less polite? It's telling the chair you're done?
Well,
your patience is over?
Basically, the call the question is when you're having discussion to the motion.
Yeah. Okay.
So we should probably put it
all right.
Motion before voting. So yeah, call the question. I can't recall. Does calling the question require a second? I can't recall.
You can look it up later.
Mm-hmm. We can search
it. Okay. So I'll think of some. Well, I'll try to look for some language to put in there for call the question.
Yeah.
I can't remember if when you call the question if it's immediate or you have to have a second to call the question. I can't.
Yeah, it's good to have some.
Yeah. So okay.
Guidelines.
And then motion to adjourn, obviously. There's the vote. Changing a vote, obviously, during the actual voting. Abstention, you guys, there's the reasons why you would want to abstain from an item.
I did find it interesting on abstention that it talks about you like vocally calling out your abstention, and we don't do that.
Do you want to vocally call it out?
No, it's just in here. So it calls for a yay and nay. And abstaining. I don't care.
I think we usually say before the vote.
We do
we'll
before.
Say, I'm going to abstain.
I'm going to abstain, but we don't ever call the abstention vote.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care either way. It's just,
but when I've said it'll be, the vote tally will be like 3-2 with an abstention.
Okay. Yeah, I don't care.
But I can change it either way. I mean.
It doesn't matter to me. It's just, I found that interesting.
Just, I think it's probably best for us to do it before we vote. So that way, well, if on a roll call vote, they're going to call your name anyway, right? The clerk's going to call our name. Yay, nay, and then if you abstain.
No, because when I step down, they don't call me.
But you're not part of that motion because you've stepped down from the dais.
Yeah. That's fine. We can leave it.
Yeah, like.
Think about that one, guys. We don't have to make final decisions on this one tonight, so think about that one. And then process of voting, just, there we go. I'm going to change the vocalization of aye. Aye or yes. I'm fine either way. Sorry. You just can't nod your head, basically. You have to give a verbal.
Vocalize, yeah.
Say nay or no.
I like that one.
However you guys want to say it. And then, of course, if you would do abstain, just okay. And then we did the vote. And then there's a part here about just a total voting.
Making good progress tonight, guys.
Yeah, I know. We're all, look at that.
almost done.
And two more minutes. We'll see how far we can get tonight. Unanimous of total or total votes. I think we only do that for like election. Is that correct? Like, well, someone will say, I want to suspend voting and elect the nominee by acclamation and things like that. I might be mixing up another meeting I was in recently, but.
Is that like when we approve the agenda and it's just
Maybe. Yeah. Okay.
It's good to have that in there.
And then, of course, roll call vote. Obviously, I think that's required that we have to do a roll call vote on those things.
Did you want to put or yes? Or
yeah, no? I'll change that. So I'll clean all that up. And then suspension of the rules. It's kind of what we do today. You know, you can make a motion to suspend anything if we want to reopen public hearing, reinvite the applicant, reinvite a certain member of the public. We won't. Yeah. So just suspension of the rules. This is pretty standard. This next item three is just the bylaws.
I know what we were saying. Public, it should be reviewed.
Do you want to change 14 to 10 since that's what we do with? Oh, you just
barely on it.
It's underlined,
newspaper.
Dotted blue.
Keep going down.
Right there.
How many probably days? Remove in a newspaper general circulation.
Oh, with
a
new
city.
Noticing requirements.
Yeah, I would just put to conform with current noticing requirements per city and state code or something.
Consistent with state law.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Obviously, that's why we'll get them agendized. And then.
So is this going to be an item that we open up public hearing?
So do we just want to have it as a step? I mean, any member of the public, do we want to?
Well, he said put it as an agenda item.
Yeah, it wouldn't be administrative or legislative.
Yeah.
I guess we could put it under action item, and then we can
allow
just allow public comment.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah. Okay. That's pretty much it. Just
so
what the previous city did.
Inside this, what does it say for changes to the approved bylaws?
It had in that last section.
Yes, that last section. I think it said
anybody
days.
Can make a motion. It'll get noticed.
Yeah, right here. Amendment and adoption of the commission bylaws under number two.
But okay, a sustaining vote. There we go.
Yeah. So obviously, this will be a hopefully evolving document for future commissions.
Yeah.
And obviously, things might change with pandemics or number of commissioners as the city expands to additional districts and have different members or, yeah. So at least it's a starting point. And
that'd
so we'll
great.
Clean it up. I think maybe we have one more quick meeting. Hopefully I caught the changes and save them. I'll send it out. We'll have one more at our next meeting, and then maybe in June we'll get it agendized. And then I guess one question I might have for Mr. Simonson, because this is a commission bylaw, would this have to be adopted by city council since they are our moms and dads, basically?
The way I read the ordinance, it would not. Okay. And I'll just read it to you real quick. The Planning Commission shall adopt such rules and regulations for the conduct of business before the Planning Commission as they deem appropriate, which rules and regulations may be modified and or amended at any time by the Planning Commission at any of its regular meetings.
There we go.
I like it.
Works for me. Okay, any other comments on this? We're at 7:30, a little past. I want to be respectful of staff time as well, so.
I find it ironic that we got it all done while Commissioner Campbell wasn't here.
That's what I say. That's why we wanted to do it tonight, because if not, we'd still be on the first section.
Well, but we have him to thank for
putting it together. Yes. And so I will, hopefully it's auto-saving, and if not, I will try to go through it. I will send it out. Obviously, I'll probably have missed a few things. Catch those, and we'll catch them at the next meeting. Any other comments from commissioners?
No.
Last call from staff. Oh, how does our meeting look on the day after Memorial Day?
It's got more items than this agenda did. I think I have one. Demir has a legislative item that's coming forward, and I believe Miguel also has a regular item, a non-legislative one, an act. So there's at least three so far. And we do have to, that might be it as well, because the notices have to go out this week.
Okay. Which is good, we got through a lot tonight, so hopefully we can have a quick review just at the very end. Okay.
I'll move that we adjourn.
Second, because we haven't adopted our rules yet with no second. Okay. We are adjourned. Wait, I don't have my gavel yet.